you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 7th. I'm Suzanne Quatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Now that Los Angeles County is officially in the yellow tier of the state's reopening framework, capacity for businesses can increase. But one thing hasn't changed. It's the requirement that everyone wear masks indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not. We spoke with Dr. Annabelle de St. Maurice, who co-leads infection prevention at UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital.
Even though the vaccine is very effective, we know that indoors, the risk of transmission is higher. So I think for the time being, as we're still seeing cases in LA, it's still not zero, and we're seeing a lot of cases abroad, it still makes sense to require masks indoors.
The doctor is one of the medical experts we check in with regularly on Air Talk with Larry Mantle. How about a taco with your COVID-19 vaccine? It's an idea cooked up by Rida Hamida. She is executive director of the nonprofit group Latino and Muslim Unity, based in Orange County. In 2017, she co-founded a community building project called Taco Trucks at Every Mosque. She got the idea to meet people where they were when she realized the expansion of vaccine eligibility to people 16 and older would coincide with the holy month of Ramadan, when Muslims break a day-long fast at sunset.
And that everyone could be invited, not just our Muslim community, because in this time, as Muslims, we ask, how can we do more? And this is how we're doing it, by really breaking bread by halal taco, but also protecting our communities with vaccinations.
Hamida links up taco trucks with local halal markets and arranges the mobile vaccination clinics through the Orange County Healthcare Agency. The next event is tomorrow night at 8 at the West Coast Islamic Society in Anaheim. Walk-ins are accepted. You can get more information online at latinoandmuslimunity.org. A Los Angeles County initiative has now distributed 23 million units of free personal protective equipment to small business employees. That effort began last October. County Board of Supervisors Chair Hilda Solis authored the motion that launched the program known as PPE Unite. It provides masks, face shields, hand sanitizer, and other supplies to small businesses and nonprofits with 100 employees or fewer. County officials say this effort saved the businesses more than $5 million in public health compliance costs. Officials also say that 61% of the businesses that were helped are minority-owned and 42% are women-owned. Businesses and nonprofits can apply at ppeunite.org. You know, it has been a year and a half now since Pacific Gas and Electric reached a settlement with 70,000 families who lost their homes and loved ones to wildfire, and most of the victims have yet to receive a dime. Meantime, an investigation by the KQED newsroom up in San Francisco shows that the fire victim trust that was set up to distribute the $13.5 billion has paid itself handsomely, at least $50 million last year. During that time, fire survivors got a fraction of that amount, just $7 million. Teresa McDonald survived the campfire, which destroyed her home in the town of Paradise in 2018.
I think the people who are running this trust, who are controlling the entire process, were none of them victims of these fires. Don't understand the need for speed.
A spokesman for the Fire Victim Trust told KQED the fund has increased its payments to families and business owners this year and has now put more than $195 million into the hands of victims. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.